here in a storage closet in the indoor practice facility due to some weather problems outside, and joined by ESPN's Mike Sando. And just first wanted to ask you, what were you hoping to learn by coming out here to Denver?
Well, you know, I think it's a team that's pretty fascinating because it was going to be a good team whether or not, you know, they fired the coaches or changed the way they did. But with the offense changing, they're going to run up more. With a defense that I think is probably top five in the league, and people maybe around the country don't know it because the focus has been on what record is Peyton Manning breaking. I'm just really interested to see how, you know, a run game with a defense wins, because you look at, you know, the best teams in the league. Seattle's been winning that way. It helps to you have to have the defense and the run game to have staying power and win consistently, unless your quarterback's just perfect every week, and that's hard to be.
Yeah, they say that you win these games up front, defensive line and offensive line. The depth chart just came out the other day, and three guys with really no NFL experience on the left side of the line. You think it's possible to win like that?
Well, with the, you know, the zone type scheme, yes. You know, I covered the NFC West for 5 years, and Tom Cable came into Seattle. Alex Gibbs was there, and they haven't had great offensive linemen that were all drafted in the first round, but they've run the heck out of the football. You know, and so if you're committed to running the ball and you have that type of a scheme and you max protect a fair amount, I think that's one thing that Denver's going to do more of. You're not going to just see guys on an island trying to hold up in protection for 3.5 seconds. You can do things to help your guy, and then maybe you set up some play-action throws and easier throws for Peyton Manning.
One last question here for you while we have you. We know that you have a Hall of Fame vote, wrote some stuff in the past about the Broncos. Do you see anybody next in line? We know that Terrell Davis got pretty close here this year.
Yeah, I think he's probably the next guy. And we have several guys that we have to talk about who were great players who got injured, you know, and I think we just have to have a smart conversation about what's the Hall about. And to me, you know, I would rather have a guy who was great for 6 years than a guy who was very good for 12. But it's hard to do when you're stacking these guys up, you know, and you know, like I said, I covered Seattle for 9 years. Kenny Easley was a great player for 5 years. He's not in the Hall of Fame. Maybe he has to wait for a senior committee type vote, you know. I also think Steve Atwater, Randy Gradishar are two guys that I would like to see, you know, in the room and discuss a little more. Sometimes that's all it takes. Get in there a couple more times and you get some momentum.